السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذین انعمت علیہم غیر المغضوب علیہم ولا الضالین.
جیسا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا ہے,
حضور says, as Allah has stated, that those people who adopt taqwa and those people who trust in Allah, Allah is sufficient for such people. And moreover, Allah provides the means for such people of which a person cannot even imagine. These scenes of help that Allah shows to His people, and which in fact are shown in every age to people who have faith. Regarding this, I will present some quotations today. Also, regarding how Allah accounts what people do and how people believe in Allah, I will also present some quotations regarding that. There are many incidents relating to Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih first in the history of the Jamaat. They have been related in great detail. Chaudhry Ghulam Ahmed Sahib relates that I heard from Hakim Khalid Ali Sahib, a relative of his, regarding Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih I, that on one occasion Hazrat Maulvi Sahib was traveling from Kashmir to Rawalpindi, that during the journey his money finished. He said that I asked him about this, and he said that we could sell this horse for 400 or 500 rupees and it will be sold immediately and we would have enough money remaining. And he had bought that horse for initially for 700 rupees. He relates that they had gone just a bit further when the horse had some hurt and was felt ill, and when they reached Rawalpindi, that horse died. They had to give money to the people who were driving the course, and they needed money. And the person who relates said that the people who brought us are asking for money. He said that is Khalifat al-Masih first, that we rely on Allah. Now let us draw attention towards our real Lord. He is the doer. After just a short time, a Sikh person was bringing his ill father on a horse, and he gave him an ailment, a treatment for his illness. And the person who was relating this incident said that he gave us enough money that we could reach Jammu, Kashmir. So hence, this is taqwa, that even if you mistakenly rely on worldly means, you should not cry about it. But in fact, with full belief in Allah, you should draw attention towards worshipping and praying to Allah. And hence, because of this trust, Allah provided the means to them immediately. As I said, there are many incidents relating to Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih first, and if you read these incidents, your faith and your belief will increase. There is similarly another incident that Mirza Salamullah Sahib Nusri relates this incident, that on one occasion, on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, Hazrat Khalifat al-Masih first asked from his household people that are there any clothes available, and he came to know that there was only one cloth available, which was ripped. Hazrat Nawab Muhammad Ali Khan Sahib at that time was the secretary of Sadr Anjuman Ahmadiyya, and this is an incident from Qadian. He sent a message that Hazur, the time for Eid prayer is getting late and people have to make a sacrifice. Please come quickly. Hazur said, we will come in a short while. After a short while, another person came and he gave him the same reply as he gave to the first person. And then a person came and knocked on the door. And he said to his servant, go see who it is at the door. And the person who was at the door said, I have come from Vazirabad and I have come to meet Hadrat Sahib. Hazur called him inside and he said, I have come from Vazirabad and for Hazur and for and your mother and for your children I have brought clothes. And because I could not find a place at night, I stayed in Batala and I walked there from there. Hence Allah immediately provided the means for what he needed. Sufi Sahib relates an incident relating to Khalifat al-Masih first, that once on the morning of Eid, Hazur distributed some clothes, so much so that he even distributed his own clothes, and his household people asked him, how will you perform Eid? And he said, Allah will provide the means. There were only 5 or 6 minutes left, and at that very time, a person came and brought many clothes to him, and Hazur took those clothes. And he said, look how Allah gave us these clothes at exactly the time required. Therefore, Allah became the sufficient one for all his needs and completed all his requirements. Hazrat Ghulam Rasool Rajiki Sahib, peace be upon him, says that when my eldest son Miaqbal Sahib was still young, that I saw in a dream that my wife and I were in the Promised Messiah's household, and I felt at that time that my wife is the daughter of Promised Messiah and my son is the grandson of the Promised Messiah, and I saw that me and this boy are massaging the feet of the Promised Messiah. And the Promised Messiah, giving me a prayer, says in Punjabi, a sentence in Punjabi, which translates as, Allah will fulfill all your needs and you will have no needs left. After this dream, Maulvi Saab says that until today, Allah has continued to fulfill every single one of my needs. And my households and the people who live around me have often seen these divine manifestations envelop before them. There are several other incidents in the life of Hazrat Ghulam Rasool Rajiki. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, relates that the true provider is Allah. The person who believes in him will never be deprived of provisions. Such a person, Allah provides for such people who trust in him. And Allah says, those who believe in me and has faith in me, I will give him from the heavens. Therefore, it is required that every person has faith and trust in Allah. Allah says there are many attributes of which the prophets are immersed in, and most of all the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, we can see the reflection of his attributes most of all in his personage. Regarding this, there are some sayings and narrations. For example, Hazrat Abu Huraira states that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, says that if I had gold equivalent to the mountain of Uhud, then it would be more happy for me that for 3 days and three nights, after that I had nothing of this, except that for which I had to return alone. That is, that he did not like to have so much gold. He wanted to keep distributing it. Then it is mentioned in an incident that Hazrat Musa bin Anas relates from his father, who says that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in the name of Islam, whenever anything was asked from him, he always gave it. He says that once a person came before him, and the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, he gave him a whole cart full of goats. And when that person went to his people, he said, O my people, become Muslims, because Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gives so abundantly that you do not fear of anything after that. Ibn Shahab, peace be upon him, relates that the Holy Prophet, after the victory of Makkah, was with the Muslims and departed. That is, after the victory of Makkah, he was with the Muslims and he departed, and he fought the battle of Hunain. And Allah increased the faith of the believers. At this occasion, the Holy Prophet said, gave Safwan 100 camels. Then he gave another 100 camels, and then he gave another 100 camels. That is, he gave 300 camels. This is a saying of Muslims that Ibn Shahan relates. Who says that Ibn Musayyib told me that Safwan used to say himself that the Holy Prophet, when he gave me this incredible gift, then before this, in the whole world, he was the most hated in my eyes. But as he kept giving to me, the love for him kept on increasing in me until he became the most beloved in my eyes. Hazur says, many a times, the treasure of the world brings people to the faith and shows people the correct path. When the Holy Prophet became the beloved of Safwan, then in his eyes, the biggest treasure was the love of the Holy Prophet. Another incident regarding this comes that when the Holy Prophet passed Safwan, there was a cart going in the valley, and he looked at it in a very greedy eyes, and the Holy Prophet said, do you like that very much? And Safwan said, yes. And the Holy Prophet said, go and take that. Safwan, after receiving this, he fell at the feet of the Holy Prophet and he accepted Islam. And said, such a big gift being given to me could only have been given by the Prophet. Safwan was a person who was an extreme opponent of the Muslims, and at the time of the victory of Makkah, he fled from there because he was aware that the cruelties that I had perpetrated upon the Muslims, because of that there could be no possibility that I would be spared. But despite this, not only did the Holy Prophet forgive him, but in fact, he gave him abundantly. The Holy Prophet, to his Ummah and to his people, has advised many things. Specifically regarding the faith, he said that you should not be stingy in giving in this way, that is the way of the faith. And he has also drawn attention towards fulfilling the rights due to people. Hadrat Asma, daughter of Hadrat Abu Bakr, relates that on one occasion, Hadrat Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, advised that in the way of Allah do not count what you give. Otherwise, Allah will count what He gives you. That is, do not spend in stinginess. Do not close your purse. Otherwise, it will remain closed. That is, if money is not spent, then it will not be received either. That whatever capacity you have, give with your heart and spend. And everybody's capacity depends on their ability, depends on what they have. And in view of this, a person should fulfill their obligations. This taqwa and trust that the Holy Prophet tried to inculcate within his companions, the history of the companions bear witnesses that this taqwa was inculcated within them. And those people who were considered ignorant and illiterate, they became great examples for mankind. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was always concerned. He was not concerned for the money that his people had. He was only concerned that his people remained of God. And for this, he would continuously counsel his people, and he would continuously counsel his companions so that that counsel could spread further. For example, on one occasion, the Holy Prophet, advising his companions, said, and this is mentioned in a narration, that Hadrat Amr bin Auf Ansari relates that the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said to Abu Ubaidah to bring jizya from Bahrain. The Prophet Muhammad had reconciled with the people of Bahrain. And had appointed a person as the Amir. When Hadrat Ubaidah returned with the money from Bahrain, and the Ansar were aware of their coming, then in quite some numbers, with the Holy Prophet, they joined him in the morning prayers. When the Holy Prophet completed the morning prayers and was returning, then the Ansar came before him. And when the Holy Prophet saw them, he smiled and he said that perhaps you have heard that Hazrat Ubaidah has brought something back. And they said, yes, indeed. O Prophet, yes, we have heard this. And he said, then have the glad tidings and you may have hopeful thinkings. Because I swear by Allah I do not fear that you will be poor, but I fear that you do not become immersed in materialism like the people before war. And then like them, you will start competing for these things. And then, like the people before, may it not destroy you. So this was the concern of the Holy Prophet. However, it is sad that despite this passionate appeal, this ummah currently is engrossed in this. That is, most of the ummah currently. But an Ahmadi, after fulfilling their bayt, should give special attention towards this, that they should always give priority to their faith over worldly matters. Then we observe that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, how following his perfect example, the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, how he acted with his companions. Dr. Bisharat Ahmed Sahib writes in his book that Sayyid Ghulam Hussain Sahib has related an incident in Al-Hakam on 7th June, and I will present a summary of this. The incident is that Sayyid Ghulam Hussain Sahib was in Qadian and he asked if he could do something for the promised Messiah. Then what happened is that the promised Messiah looked at Sayyid Sahib, said, "This is a ticket for apostle, go and obtain that apostle from Batala." He said, "Wait a minute, promised Messiah," and he went out and came back and gave 5 rupees to Sayyid Sahib. "This is for the parcel and for the expenditure of your journey." In those days in Qadian, there were just a few means of transport. Sayyid Sahib was 15 years old and he was a youngster, and in his passion, he went to Batala. And he found out that the parcel was already there. He stayed the night, and when he went to get the parcel, he found out that the person who sent the parcel had already paid for it. When he went back with the parcel, the person with which he was traveling asked for more money, and from a laborer, 4 annas, and he went walking himself. When he reached Qadian, the 5 rupees, 4 of which he had given to the laborer, and the rest of the money he had himself, and he took the basket and he went up the stairs and he gave a message inside. The promised Messiah immediately came out and he smiled and said, "You have come?" And he saw the basket and said, "Wait." Then he brought a knife and the knot that was tied, he cut that and he made a hole and he put his hand inside and he took something out and said, "This is your part." And when that person saw it, it was grapes, very excellent grapes, he quickly put it in his pocket. Then that little half of rupee, and said, "This is all that is remaining." Only 4 annas was spent. Then promised Messiah said that we do not account from our friends, and he picked up the basket and went back. And the person who related this said that the grapes and that rest of the 1 rupee remained in his hand. Hakim Abdurrahman Sahib of Gujranwala, there is a narration related by him that his son Abdul Qadir Sahib relates that his father used to say that, "Once I went to Qadian and after staying 2 or 3 days I asked permission to leave and Hazur said, 'Stay,' and then 2-3 days I again asked and he again said, 'Stay a few more days. Then promised Messiah said this 2 or 3 times. That 2 or 2.5 months passed. Then I said to the Huzur, please give me permission. And he said, very well, regarding the book Izala Oham, I asked him about it, and he wrote a note to Mahdi Hasan Sahib, and I took that note, and Mir Sahib said, people trouble and want to get books for free, even though they have no money, and we still have to publish such and such book. And I said, give my note back, and he returned the note. I went again to ask permission from the Promised Messiah, and he said, did you receive the books? I said to Hazur that he said such and such. When he heard this, the Promised Messiah barefooted went and said to Mir Sahib that, why do you worry? Whoever's work this is, he will keep it going. You should have given the books immediately when you had seen my note. You are getting worried already. Many people will come here and treasures will be distributed. On this he gave the book and I went back. Similarly, there is an incident Munshi Ghulam Ahmad Sahib of Gujranwala relates. These two books I have taken from two incidents. I have taken a book regarding the companions. He has related an incident of Munshi Ahmadin Sahib of Gujranwala. He says that when I came in the presence of Hazrat Sahib, then I used to not give Nazrana in front of him. Once Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib counseled me that you should not do like this. You should give this Nazrana in front of him. Because sometimes when people see in a bad way, it can cause harm to a person. Once, because of financial difficulties, I gave less Nazrana. And Hazur says, may Allah bless you. After this incident, a person gave me a lot of money, and I tried to stop him. But he says, I certainly want to give it to you. And from this money I received, my financial difficulties dissipated. And he saw the prayers of the Promised Messiah being fulfilled. Today, for the propagation of the message of the Promised Messiah, the people who make sacrifices and who present money, these are people who have the love of Islam in their hearts and who desire to make great sacrifices and who do make great sacrifices. Allah also shows such scenes to these people. I do often relate incidents of old Ahmadis, but there are also faith-inspiring incidents relating to the new Ahmadis, how Allah strengthens their faith as well. I will present a few examples of these today. In a city of Ivory Coast called Bassam, a new Ahmadi, Mukarram Yogu Ali Sahib, was told the system of Chanda in the Jamaat, and the next day, according to how much he had to give, he gave the percentage of Waqf Jadid and Tariqa Jadid Chanda, which was about £50, which was a lot of money for him. This was his first Chanda after accepting Ahmadiyyat. The person who relates this said that our Ma'allim was cutting the receipt of Chanda. Then this person received a phone call that loan which I gave to you 2 years ago, come and obtain it back from me. Yaqub Ali Sahib was shocked that this person had presented such an attitude when I had given him the loan, that I never expected it back. And this has only occurred from giving Chanda. And not only this, but even after I have got this loan back, but after a few days, Hazur says, after a few days he received a letter from the government that not only have you been given an increased grade in your salary, but it has been increased by 50%. And when he received his new salary, he immediately gave his percentage of Chanda that was required to be given. And not only is he giving his monthly Chanda, but he is also giving for the beautification of the mosque. And he always tells people that all of this is because of the blessings of Allah, because of giving financial sacrifices in His way. Hazur says, observe how Hazur shows scenes, how Allah shows scenes of these people who for the people who come new into the Jamaat, and how Allah also fulfills all His promises. Amir Sahib Bedin has related another incident that in the region of Basila, a local missionary in his local village, when he was telling people about the Janda of Tariq-e-Jadid and the blessings therein, then a non-Ahmadi lady named Halim, and she gave 500 of the local currency towards this Janda, and she contacted to the Jamaat, and she gave four times more the following year. And she said, when I gave Janda in the previous year, my work was blessed profusely, and I could not imagine how much it would be blessed. And this drew my attention towards this fact, that I should give more Janda, and I give Janda today. And she also said that I also accept and enter the Jamaat, and she entered the Jamaat. We do not normally take from non-Ahmadis Janda, but in Africa sometimes relationships are formed that obligate us to take, because these people want to give and they understand that the proper usage of Janda will only be but from the Jamaat Ahmadiyya. This happened when I was in Ghana, that some people, they used to come and bring their zakat. And when I asked many people, they would say, if we give to our own Maulvis, they will misuse it. At least you people will use it correctly. Nevertheless, Allah blessed this person's piety so much that not only did she receive financial benefits, but she also became the spiritual benefactor of those blessings that were brought by the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. Hazrat Yaqub Ali Sahib Irfani said that Hafiz Sahib of Ludhiana was an old khadim, servant of the promised Messiah, and he had a lot of problems in his work, and his work was almost finished, and he wanted to go somewhere else so that his work, so he could receive work somewhere else and his financial difficulties would finish. Hazrat the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, he would write often to him, and he would contribute greatly financially, and he is in Qadian currently, this person relates. And he says, I only say one thing about the promised Messiah, that he did not know about giving less. He mentions a personal incident and says that when I intended to make a journey, intention for a journey, I asked the promised Messiah for money. The promised Messiah brought the thing which he held all his money and put it before me and said, take as much as you like. The promised Messiah was very happy, and I took as much as I needed, and he kept on saying that take all of it. And as Allah said that He accounts for what people do, one, He gives unreservedly, but He also accounts for what people do, and sometimes He accounts for what people do in this world as well, apart from taking account in the next world. There are several incidents regarding this. Hazrat Ghulam Rasul Rajiki relates that after Hazrat Masih Maud performed the nikah of a son of one of his companions, I went with the boy's side. And I found out that this companion, apart from that son who was married, all of his other sons were deaf and dumb. And I thought this could not be without reason. This, Hazrat said, this is a very frightening incident. And the person relating this said, I asked that companion, and he said, my sister-in-law, her one of her children was deaf and dumb. And I kept saying that you should have brought a normal person, not a deaf and dumb one. And when I kept saying this over the limit, that my sister-in-law said, fear Allah, may not trials befall on you. Allah does not like being insulted. And I did not stop doing that. And I said that, watch, my progeny will be born fine. And this became a means of Allah's anger. And my children started being born deaf and dumb. And I repented greatly on this tribulation. And I kept asking the promised Messiah for prayers. And Allah accepted my humility, and my final child was born normally, or whose child is happening now. Hazrat says, even in a joke, you should not say such things that some people feel are normal, but to another person's heart, it could cause great harm and suffering. And this could cause Allah to move and make people accountable in this world. May Allah have mercy and adopt real taqwa in people's hearts. Hazrat Ghulam Rasool Rajigi relates another incident. In the area of Intikhab, the Punjab Legislative Council, two people stood up for election. One Chaudhary Riyasat Ali and one other person called Bhatti Sahib. Both of these people asked Sid the Ahmadis to vote for them of that area, but Mia Sardar Sahib, peace be upon him, used to reply to them that until the promised Messiah alayhi salam does not decide and tell us something, we will not promise to vote for any of you. Rajiki Sahib says that Khalifat ibn Sisani they went to a place where there was a gathering where there were many non-Ahmadis and Ahmadis, and he announced that we will give the vote to Chaudhary Riyasat Ali Sahib out of the two people. After hearing this, apart from the Ahmadis, all the people who had gathered who were against Chaudhary Riyasat Ali, they caused an uproar. And against the Ahmadis, they spoiled the atmosphere of that gathering. We bore this with steadfastness. The other person who had set up a vote led the opposition to such an extent, not only did they insult normal Ahmadis, but also Khalifatul Masih Sani and the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, with great obscenities abused them and insulted them greatly. And when their tongue reached the limit of obscenities, Maulana Ghulam Rajiki Sahib said to the gathering, to those opponents, that Hatim Ali, look, such cruelty is not good. Allah does not give people like you such a chance. Remember that if you do not repent, that you will be grabbed quickly. Maulvi Sahib, after saying these words and telling the people to remain steadfast, and after saying Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nurihim wa na'udzu bika min shururihim, by telling people to say this prayer, he returned to Qadi An. Hatim Ali Sahib, immediately after he left, became ill. People tried to treat him locally, and even in the hospital, the doctors tried to treat him, but it did not help. And after a few days, despite all his treasures and wealth, he passed away. He left this world. Hazrat Maulana Rajiki Sahib relates another estate, that in Sialkot, in a village in Sialkot, Hakim Nizamuddin and Ahmadi lived there. During a meeting, he told me, amongst my relatives, in this place, another Maulvi would always talk about the Masih, and he would always talk about this, that the Messiah is alive. When he came to him and he told him the verse from the Holy Quran, the whole verse, Hazrat says, you will understand the next part when I recite the entire verse. That I will read the rest of it, as you says. That when Allah says, "Oh Jesus, I am going to cause you to die and raise you to myself, and I will separate you from those people who are disbelievers, and those people who followed you, and those people who reject you on the day of judgment, I will decide between them, and then you will return to me, and I will decide between those things and where people disagree." Hazur says, here, inni matawafikina wa rafi'uka, is related. This person would say regarding this, he would twist it here and these words here and there. Yet that matwafikina should be moved to another place, that is the real order in which it should be mentioned. He had no fear that he is altering a verse of the Holy Quran. For a long time he used to alter it just verbally. He used to move the order around of this verse. Then with this passion, he used to advise the scholars, why do we not publish a fresh version of the Quran and alter the verse of the order of this verse? The scholar said, this word is there, but if we move it around, people will complain and people will oppose greatly. Maulvi Sahib said, whatever happens, I will do this myself. He gathered a lot of money together and he reached Amritsar, but however, the press there, they rejected the Quran being altered in this manner. Then a Sikh press was approached by this Maulvi and he presented a lot of money, but in fear of retribution from the Muslims, he rejected publishing this. Such a craze was in this Maulvi's mind that for this purpose he bought the plates of the printing press, and he thought that he would publish this himself in his village and he would alter the Quran in this manner. But as he reached there, a strange sign appeared from Allah that Maulvi Sahib and his household became victim of plague, and in one night all the household, they became victim of death. The Promised Messiah, in the opposition of the Promised Messiah, these people reach such levels, that is, these scholars by name who are devoid of taqwa, that they do not even fear altering the Holy Quran, and then they accuse Ahmadis. Hazur says, nevertheless, Allah also accounts for these people in strange ways. And the promise of safeguarding the Quran, he also fulfills it. He does not even allow the slightest bit of alteration from anyone's hands, and he gave them wrath. The Promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, if you have any belief in Allah and you believe in dying, then all your slackness will disappear. Hence, keep the belief in Allah in your heart, and you should always fear that His wrath is frightening. But He is merciful, but when He puts His wrath on someone, He grabs them frighteningly. And He does not care what will happen to those behind Him. But those people who fear Him and who have belief in their hearts, Allah gives them respect, and Allah for Himself becomes their God, and He becomes their covering. May Allah give mercy and always save us even from the smallest of His punishments, and give us from His prizes. May we always see blessings from Him, and may He inculcate the fear of Him in our hearts, and may we become people who trust in Him entirely, and may He become our covering in every occasion. By the grace of Allah, I will be going on a journey. For the next few Friday sermons, you, as the rest of the world, will be watching on MTA. Please pray that in every regard, this journey is a blessed one.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر